The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh yes, we are seeking some trouble, and if we spot it, we're going to shoot it down, keep you safe, and make sure you are aware of how to avoid trouble and danger on your own. But today, I'm not joined by David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. David is away. Joining me instead is Andre Roulard. He is investment analyst for New Constructs, and he's going to fill in for David. But you can get information on the New Constructs process, and you can get information on the firm at the same places. It's newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. And remember, the process here is that New Constructs, well, they start at the footnotes level and they work their way back up. And that's why when something might look attractive at surface level, when people are saying, hey, I kind of like this, they're frequently looking at things and going, no, that is dangerous. And they rate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Each week, we're looking at something that is troublesome. I'm pleased to say, Andre Roulard, welcome to Money Life.
Hi, Chuck. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you. And let's move right to it. Who's in the danger zone this week?
This week, we've got Wayfair, Inc.
Danger! Danger!
So it's ticker symbol W, which means Wayfair is an alphabet stock. Now, it's not this mega cap alphabet stock, but alphabet stocks, you know, which means a one-letter ticker symbol, you don't really expect them to be the kind of companies that get into trouble. They're usually big, staple-y, you know, hold it forever kinds of stocks is the generalities that are made. Wayfair is an e-commerce company. What's the problem here?
We have a lot of problems here with Wayfair that remind us a lot of the issues we saw with Box just a couple of weeks ago when we put Box in the danger zone. We've got a company and a stock that's benefiting from excess liquidity, and it's got a lack of competitive advantage. But in this instance, we've got even a little bit more transparency into Wayfair than we did with Box, because Wayfair just filed their annual report a week ago. So we're able to look at that and take that financial information into account.
Okay. Now, Box, about the same size company, et cetera. Wayfair, you know, a little bit bigger. But when you're looking at this, what are you finding? I mean, okay, great. You've got more transparency. What has that shown you that makes you say, "Ugh, I don't want to be here"?
So we have the financial history from the S-1, which is the pre-IPO filing statement, and then we've got the financial information from the 10-K, which is an additional couple of months there. And what we're seeing is an overall deterioration of the business model. So while revenue growth is pretty impressive, they had 44% growth in 2014. That's down from 52% revenue growth year over year in 2013. Again, in 2014, they lost even more money than they did in 2013. They lost $143 million in 2014 over a loss of just $14 million in 2013. So things are headed downhill here pretty fast.
It's off its highs. So how bad could this be?
Still pretty bad. So they IPO'd around somewhere in the 20s and share shot up pretty quickly to the 37 mark. But they're still trading at $31 a share, which is a valuation that still implies a level of growth that's equal or greater to than what Amazon experienced in its heyday. Again, like I mentioned earlier, we have a couple of cases like Overstock.com and then another e-commerce site called Zulily that both had aspects of what Wayfair claims is their differentiated model for e-commerce, and neither of those stories turned out too well for investors or for the company.
How ridiculous is this? How far out of the ballpark?
So right now, Wayfair, they're operating with margins at negative 11%. That's pre-tax margin. So to justify its current valuation of $31 a share, they must immediately become profitable next year and achieve 4% pre-tax margins. Then, while keeping those margins, it has to grow revenues by 26% compounded annually for the next 9 years. which is about what Amazon did, like I mentioned, in its heyday. And at that level, Wayfair is going to be doing around $10 billion in revenue.
Let's cut to the chase. Is this a stock that, you know, what winds up being a fair value for this stock? What's a catalyst for it to actually drop down much further? And, you know, maybe is this a candidate for people to be looking at shorting? Is it that bad?
I'm not sure this is a compelling short at the moment. Short interest stands at around 8.3 million shares or 76% of float. So there's definitely the danger of a short squeeze here. So I don't know about shorting, but I definitely wouldn't want investors anywhere near this stock. Because it's a little operates in a little bit more of a niche market than Amazon does. Amazon sells all kinds of products, whereas Wayfair just sells, you know, furniture and home goods. There's a couple of specific catalysts we can identify here. We know that sales growth is going to slow eventually. It's projected to go down to around 26% in 2 years. And we know that their marketing strategy is unsustainable. They're spending around 25% of revenues on marketing every year, and that's just not something that they can keep up. We saw something similar in Overstock.com, where they were spending the same amount of revenue on marketing, and then they stopped and spent only around 10% of their sales on marketing, and their sales growth dropped from, you know, mid-20% down to, you know, high single digits. So we think that's another likely catalyst.
And so what's it worth? If you had to put a number on what you think it's going to get to, what's a fair value? What is it?
If they can grow revenue by 20% compounded annually still, so if they're still achieving 4% pre-tax margins, and they're still growing revenue by 20% compounded annually for 10 years, the stock is worth just $21 a share, which is a 35% haircut.
Yeah.
So this stock really is priced for perfection.
Absolutely. And if it's priced for perfection on where it's at now, that makes it inherently dangerous. It's Wayfair, ticker symbol W, the stock that's in the danger zone this week. Andre Roulard is investment analyst for New Constructs. Andre, thanks so much for stepping in for David this week, and we look forward to doing this with you again.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Remember, if you want more information on New Constructs, it's available at newconstructs.com. If you want to find out what they're doing otherwise, follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs. All right, folks, we're heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, Bob Johnson, one of the authors of Invest with the Fed. We'll get to that when Money Life continues in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.